The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
It's such a big story, the biggest in the history of mankind, that we've got to deal with it here too. Rather than, you know, just blurt this out, let's lay it out the way it actually happened, the way it finally came to light, and it's about time that someone did bring this back to light.
This may strike your listeners as way out, but we actually believe that there is a colony on Mars that is populated by children who were kidnapped and sent into space on a 20-year ride.
Wow.
So that once they get to Mars, they have no alternative but to be slaves on the Mars colony.
Sex slaves.
There's all kinds of...
Look, I know 90% of the NASA missions are secret, and I've been told by high-level NASA engineers that you have no idea. There's so much stuff going on, but then it goes off into all that. I mean, you know, that's the kind of thing the media jumps on. But I know this. We see a bunch of a mechanical wreckage on Mars, and people say, oh, look, it looks like, you know, mechanics. They go, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Clearly, they don't want us looking into what's happening. Every time probes go over, they turn them off.
That's his end point. That was his big exclamation point. Every time they turn them off.
Just the non sequiturs that come out of his... It's a lot like Trump. He'll be going a direction, and then he'll shift into something else, and then he goes back to that thing, and then he shifts into something else, and then something else that has nothing to do with anything.
Interesting you found some similarities there, right?
Yeah.
I'd never put any of that
I'm sure,
together.
Cause yeah, it's,
I mean, you know, one's the president, one's a crazy conspiracy theorist.
Wait,
why would they have something in common? You're right, though. That is what he does. He also throws out... one of my favorite things to do, and you know, like people are like, well, why are you always talking to about Alex Jones? He's a fascinating character in our culture. He really is. I mean, the fact that this guy has built what seemingly seems like a fairly substantial male vitality pill business on the backs of these bizarre theories is really incredible. And he's also funny. He's, you know, a very... He's a bizarre.
Funny.
He's not trying to be funny.
Yeah,
he's a bizarre person, who says some of the strangest things I've ever heard in my life, and one of the ways he does it is he'll take these little things, like one little piece of a study or one little piece of a news story, and just make these incredible jumps.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fascinating. Occasionally, we'll go and follow how he got there. And it's just amazing that any human brain could operate like that. It's bouncing around and making incredible assumptions and tying in unrelated things, and then generalized theories get worked in there as well. And then he comes to this point where he has done this thing so many times about how there are colonies on Mars or mechanics living on Mars fixing equipment, that he just throws these sentences, mechanics on Mars, and you know, the 90% of secret, and I've talked to engineers, and they turn these things off.
These things off.
And like that's a point. That's just a collection of half sentences. Like, that is not a coherent point.
Yeah.
None of that was coherent. But again, you know, we're trained experts on such things, working with Jeffy every day. You know, we speak in coherence.
Mm-hmm. We don't speak it. We understand it when it's spoken, however.
I guess that's it.
And here's something else that is kind of interesting, because I'm sure if challenged, he'll deny that he's promoting this theory that children have been kidnapped and flown to Mars to become sex slaves for we don't know who, or we don't know why, or we don't know how this came to be. We don't know what kind of vessel it is that takes 20 years for a 6-month journey. I mean, there's so much unexplained here, but he doesn't challenge it. So there's only two possibilities here. He either believes it wholeheartedly, or you put him on to mock him, and that's not what he does. So he obviously believes this thing.
Yeah, let me present a mild offshoot of one of your possibilities, which is this is a guy, he's a friend of the show. A guy he believes is right most of the time and thinks he brought up something too crazy. So he's saying basically like if we had someone come up and say something crazy that was a friend of the show, like, you know, Jeffy's a guest on the show, and Jeffy comes up and he says something a little bit like too conservative, too wild. We might say, look, I know what you mean. I don't know about that. But, you know, here's what I know. That's kind of what he does there. He kind of brushes it off a little bit.
He doesn't really say, I don't know about that. He agrees that NASA has been hiding a lot of stuff.
Right. He generalizes. Right. So he says, like, if someone came out and said, you know what, I think Barack Obama is mutilating puppy dogs in the basement, we'd say, well, we wouldn't. But we could say Barack Obama's, he does hide a lot of things, and we know he's doing things that are against the Constitution. But what I do know is that blah, 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 blah. Like, it's his way of, like, being nice to a guest without outing him. However, I think he believes it.
That's what I believe. I think he believes it.
Trying to find the benefit of the doubt there, because he does give a moment of, he at least recognizes how dumb it sounds.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not normal for him.
It's lunacy.
I mean, this is a guy who says, in a Megyn Kelly interview,
he says,
I'll give you a real example. Fish people, he's not like he has a good idea of what is going to offend or think it be crazy to the media. Here, he actually recognizes that the children on Mars in a colony sounds pretty crazy.
It seems a little out there. It seems just a tad out there.
A half step.
And it's interesting, there's no follow-up in, like, hey, how come it takes 20 years to get to Mars when we can get there in 6 to 9 months? That would not be a logical question to ask the guy. How about, hey, who are the sex slave owners?
Now, again, you keep bringing sex into it. I don't remember them bringing sex into it themselves. He said they were slaves. He did not say they were sex slaves.
Did he never say sex?
Did he say sex?
Run this for us one more time. I think they're sex slaves.
I don't think so. I think he's just a slave.
This may strike your listeners as way out, but we actually believe that there is a colony on Mars that is populated by children who were kidnapped and sent into space on a 20-year ride. So that once they get to Mars, they have no alternative but to be slaves on the Mars colony.
Okay, he does say just slaves.
I know 90% of the NASA missions are secret, and I've been told by high-level NASA engineers
that
you have no idea. There's so much stuff going on, but then it goes off into all that.
I mean, it goes off into all that.
Jumps on, but I know this. We see a bunch of mechanical wreckage on Mars, and people say, oh, look, it looks like, you know, mechanics. They go, oh, you're a conspiracy terrorist. Clearly, they don't want us looking into what's happening. Every time probes go over, they turn them off.
I don't know. I really like the ending visually.
So weird.
I had to turn it off.
Like, that's a powerful point.
Like, that was a good point. Like,
the rover is still up there, and it's still roving. So what the theory is,
they send these things into space and then just turn them off for no reason? Why are they sending them into space? See, I'm fascinated.
I don't know, but you're right. He did not say they were sex slaves. The stories, every story I've read on this has said sex slaves, child sex slaves.
Oh, okay.
But
I was a little worried about what in your mind created the sex slave vision.
It's that the stories are saying it. But NASA has clarified now, and they are saying humans believe a lot of outlandish things. The idea that NASA is sending children to be sex slaves on Mars might be one of the wildest.
Yeah, NASA was the one who responded like that.
They said sex slaves?
That's their release, right?
No, that's the New York Post story about the release.
On Thursday, a guest on InfoWars claimed that NASA had kidnapped kids and sent them to the Red Planet to be sex slaves.
Now, again, he did not say, at least in that clip.
No, he did not say that. It's true. Maybe he said it somewhere else in the interview. That's possible.
Shockingly, we didn't watch the whole thing.
Yeah. Here's a statement from NASA, though. There are no humans on Mars. There are active rovers on Mars. There was a rumor going around last week that there weren't. There are, according to Guy Webster, who's the spokesperson for NASA. He said, but there are no humans, and we pretty well know that. The insane conspiracy theory was aired on Alex Jones' show. And here's another bizarre fact that was aired on 118 radio stations.
I'm putting fact in hard quotes there.
No.
This is like saying, and they served Oreos, America's most delicious cookie.
Well, no.
And we're just quoting Oreo's site. They said they were the most delicious, so they must be 118 stations.
It's like Elf when Will Ferrell goes into that coffee shop and it says, world's best coffee. Congratulations! Congratulations! Yeah, we're not that naive, okay? He's not on 118 stations. Mm-hmm. The 2 decades of travel would technically mean the hypothetical children, of course, are no longer children upon arrival, but whatever. The child slave colony is not real, so the math doesn't really matter. Jones responded to the outlandish claim by saying he knows most NASA missions are secret, as we just heard there.
Do we have the rover photos that are very much starting the debate?
Are we going to see these?
Yeah, this is going to prove it to you.
Yeah, okay, we're going to see all the...
Those are the bones.
They're bones right there. Mars bones right there.
Proved.
It looks like maybe a leg and a hip socket, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Like that. Is there more?
It's all set. Do we have any more or no? Is that it?
Do you need more?
And what is that supposed to be?
That's a hovercraft.
It's a hovercraft on Mars?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we know that Luke Skywalker is there.
They are saying...
what does NASA say that is?
Okay, a photo dates back to 2014. NASA responded to the online uproar then by acknowledging but dismissing that the alien thigh bone could be linked to extraterrestrial life. The debris pile from the Curiosity's photograph already had convinced some wishful-thinking alien enthusiasts of extraterrestrial activity on Mars. After years of research and study, I'm convinced now more than ever that there is much more to Mars than what NASA admits to. A Reddit user named TJ Devereaux remarked. How dare they out him for that? All he did was post it publicly. And he's supposed to, now it gets reported?
And TJ, Stu, is certain. He says, I'm certain life, including water and intelligent life forms, once occupied the planet, and, big leap here, that both still exist in much smaller quantities.
Our explanation is the object is a piece of debris from the Mars rover itself or from a sky crane landing system. Unless we get more detailed information, is another case of wishful thinking.
Oh, so that's what that second thing was?
Nigel Watson, author of the UFO investigation.
We've been sending stuff. NASA has been sending rovers and ships up to Mars for, at least 20 years, right?
Oh, longer than that. Yeah. And many of them have crashed. But that's not because there's some kind of weird life form making them crash. That's because it's hard to get to Mars from here.
Oh, it takes
it's
20 years.
It's 54 million miles.
It takes 20 years to get there.
You know?
I mean, we know it doesn't take 20 years. It's just that these particular people that end up on Mars in the slave colony are taking a 20-year journey.
Right.
A little sightseeing.
Right. It's a sightseeing. Right. It's a sightseeing mission.
It's like the Gilligan journey. It was just supposed to be a three-hour tour.
Right. And then all of a sudden the weather started getting rough. A
lot longer than that.